Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Frankie and Anastasia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. Welcome to Happy Hour, where we dedicate ourselves to reporting only positive news. In local news, a firefighter from the Northern Territory, Travis Enright, has discovered fossils from a reptile that lived underwater up to 90 million years ago. An elasmosaur fossil was found in Richmond, a long-necked 10-metre reptile. Mr. Enright is putting the dinosaur back together bone by bone. Paleontologist Dr. Dean Lomax says, quote, "We need more people like Travis, making a difference with these new discoveries, documenting what it's like to excavate fossils and inviting people onto his digs through social media," end quote.
In more local news, an 89-year-old man has celebrated his birthday by skydiving. Donald Walker, along with his 39-year-old grandson, took a leap out of a plane 13,000 feet over Noosa before landing on Coolum Beach. This was not Mr. Walker's first time skydiving, but instead his third, with his first jump being for his 70th birthday celebrations. He says that the adventure doesn't have an expiry date and intends to continue skydiving until he gets a letter from the king. Mr. Walker isn't the only grandpa leaping into the skies. Data from Skydive Australia shows that since 2023, over 14,000 people over the age of 50 have skydived. In national news, Western Australia's animal emblem, Numbat, is no longer at the brink of extinction. After more than 50 years of being at extreme risk, the Numbat population has now improved its status from endangered to near threatened on the International Union for Conservation of Nature Red List Index. Despite the Numbat population's steady growth, Pursue Science Program leader Harriet Mills said there is still work to be done. Mills says, quote, "The whole zoo is just really proud that we've been able to make this contribution, but it doesn't mean that it's the end of the story for the Numbats," end quote. In more national news, two international pen pals have finally met face-to-face after 33 years of letters, emails and online messages. Australia's Saskia Martin and Canadian Heidi Thibault Granger began writing to each other as 9-year-olds through a school exchange program. The pair reunited when Heidi visited the Illawarra region for a family wedding, with Saskia saying, quote, "It was almost like fate intervened." Additionally, Saskia says the meeting was so comfortable and it wasn't awkward despite being their first time in person.
In international news, Instagram has pulled a controversial feature launched last week that allowed users to AI generate images using public Instagram accounts. Instagram's parent company, Meta, said in a statement that their intent was to provide a useful creative tool and to give people control over whether their public content could be referenced in this way. Despite the perceived benefits touted by Meta, the new feature faced backlash from users worldwide, including the American Actors Labor Union, SAG-AFTRA. The most primary point of contention was the universal automatic opt-in to the feature, which was heavily criticized by actress Hannah Einbinder and the larger SAG-AFTRA organization. A union spokesperson said that, quote, "With the dangers of non-consensual digital replicas well known to all, a feature that encouraged that behavior is unwise. We appreciate its discontinuance. It is the responsible thing to do," end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is still sunny with slight winds. It is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.